Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Hour number three of Sports 180 begins. Thank you for being with us as we have just an hour to go, and then Sports Talk will take over coming up at 3 o'clock. Big weekend coming up. We'll have high school football coverage for you tonight. Games on both the AM and FM signals. We'll have Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball this upcoming weekend. The Vols play tomorrow night at home against South Alabama at 7:30. We'll have Vol Network coverage for you at 6 o'clock. We'll also have Tennessee versus Villanova tomorrow on our AM signal. So game day, all day coverage on the football side on FM 99.1 and then on AM 990 basketball coverage, plus Tennessee men's and women's basketball. On Sunday, you have volleyball with the big win last night against Alabama. Soccer trying to make a run at a national title. So, so much going on with Tennessee athletics to go along with the football and basketball coverage.
Yeah, I don't have all the details, but you can go to utsports.com right now. It might be on SEC Network Plus. It might be on something else. But Tennessee soccer just kicked off versus Washington State. That was at a 2 o'clock start time today. So, good luck to those guys as they are into the second round of the NCAA tournament. Very exciting.
No doubt. And we're discussing all of that right here at Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive.
Yes, we are, and they have plenty of new and pre-owned inventory for you to come and check out. You can find them at BeattyChevrolet.com. Maybe do a little pre-shopping, pick out some of your fave vehicles, and then come and see what they have on the lot. Do some of those extended test drives, as Josh Griffin was talking about earlier. You're never going to pay over MSRP for new vehicles here at Beatty. Most of their vehicles come with a Beatty Warranty for Life, where they are going to take care of that vehicle for as long as you own it. They've got new vehicles in stock. They've sold 50 new cars already this month. Everybody's clamoring for those brand new rides. They've got Silverados, Camaros, Traverses, and Blazers that have just arrived. And if you're looking to supersize or upsize your current vehicle, they even have a few pre-owned 2021 Tahoes and Suburbans, low mileage, and all the creature comforts you could want right here at Beatty Chevrolet.
We'll be here until 3 o'clock. Find out why it's better at Beatty here on Parkside Drive. As we do get ready for a big weekend with everything going on, Tennessee, South Alabama, we've talked about where fans' mindsets have been in the middle of November over, several years. And it's in a much healthier place, I think, in 2021.
Yeah, we talked about it going back to the last couple of seasons for Butch Jones, just ending the season in utter disappointment. More disappointment in the month of November for Jeremy Pruitt. Two out of three were to the bad. One with the long win streak and into a bowl win. That was good. Maybe that was a little bit of fool's gold. But this, you're feeling good about this Josh Heupel staff. We talked with Will Shelton earlier about maybe his biggest recruiting task right now is making sure Hendon Hooker comes back. But yeah, if you could lock him and Cedric Tillman in for one more season, you would feel really good about the guys that are coming back. And then a couple of nice trends is linebacker Joshua Josephs you've gotten a crystal ball from the four-star that looks like Tennessee is trending up in his.
Yeah, Steve Wilfong made that, by the way.
Very nice.
Yeah, well-respected nationally.
Yeah, so he knows what he's talking about. So maybe there's a little bit of buzz coming as well. So, hey, times are just really good. This team, I think, has really enjoyed the wins that they have been able to put up on the scoreboard, and I don't think they want that to stop. So I think it's TCB as South Alabama comes to town, and they want to try and put up as many points as they can.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but what is your record prediction for Tennessee next year?
Well, one, you asked a great question to Will Shelton earlier about, do Tennessee fans want Dan Mullen to stay one more season at Florida? Do Tennessee fans want him fired at Florida? And I say you definitely, I don't want to speak for all of Vol Nation, but you definitely want one more crack at Dan Mullen. One, because that keeps Lane Kiffin out of that job for at least one more season. Who knows who will end up getting it. But I think you would feel very optimistic about that Florida Gators team coming to Neyland Stadium and having a good shot at those guys. And then we'll also see what happens with LSU. You know, does the LSU... I know they've recruited great, but they've also just lost incredible players to the draft. They're going to lose more incredible players this season to the draft. Like, does that ever come up in Tennessee's favor? You know, their lack of maybe depth. Like, does it finally get them as they're going through a coaching transition and maybe you even have some guys enter the transfer portal that want to continue their career somewhere else? I don't know. There's still a lot to play out with that LSU game. Feel great about Pitt. Pitt's going to be totally retooling next year with Kenny Pickett leaving after this season. So you're thinking if Hendon Hooker comes back, yeah, there's nothing to say that Tennessee can't go on the road and give Pitt a little payback next year.
Did you just come up with 10-2 for the Vols? Is that what just happened?
Probably not. But you would think 8-4 highly attainable. Like, just right off the top, 8-4, you're feeling pretty good this offseason about Tennessee being able to crack that number. And then, you know, can you beat Florida or LSU, one of those guys, and have a little bit better season?
Yeah. If you go 8-4 with losses to Florida, LSU, Bama, and Georgia.
Mm-hmm. That would stink.
Right?
Yeah.
If you go 8-4 with a win against Florida.
So you probably lose to South Carolina or Kentucky. Those would probably be the best shots. Or Pitt.
Or Missouri.
No. I don't know. I think Missouri, they do have a great recruiting class so far. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If they're able to hold on to all those guys. But those guys will also all be freshmen. So,
What we're trying to do there is come up with what would be a disappointing loss. So, I mean, it's not like one's good, I would say, out of those four. You're saying that the floor for next year needs to be 8-4.
Yeah.
For Tennessee football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that definitely needs to happen. And some people, this is where expectations get crazy though. And with the favorable schedule, with maybe a couple of programs in transition, do you also say, man, we should kind of expect 9? I don't want to put anything crazy out there. I don't want to.
We're gonna have a lot of 9-3 predictions by the time we get to August. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm not talking about from the fringe. I'm talking about from the middle.
No, like when I say a lot, yeah. I mean,
okay.
I don't listen to the fringe, so
okay, that's true.
I'm talking about non-Yahoos. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not going to be a crazy prediction next year, because you just said you want another crack at Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
If you don't beat Dan Mullen, people are going to be ticked off, right? Assuming he's the coach.
Yeah.
Barrett Salee's prediction was that they lose to Missouri, and he's out after this weekend. We'll see. They have Mizzou this weekend and then Florida State next week.
Two opportunities to just have a very disgruntled fan base Sunday.
Last week, Chris Lowe of ESPN was on the show. He was not making a prediction, but he did offer a recommendation to Dan Mullen, and that was to not lose to Florida State. That's a recommendation that I would endorse.
Yeah. Because I don't think anybody is thinking, man, Mike Norvell's really got this thing rolling in the right direction at this point in time. So that would be in one of those quote-unquote bad loss categories. And then the Samford thing was just so eye-opening. Is that the outlier, though? I mean, they fired Todd Grantham. The defense just absolutely lays down for the first half of that game.
Yeah, gives shut him 40, down in the second
yeah,
half.
Yeah, gives up 42.
Well,
were they protesting?
I mean, of course, it's a bit of an outlier. They're obviously better than that against Samford. And they did score 70, so they were able to do whatever they wanted to offensively. Still a bad showing, for sure. I mean, they gave up 42 points in the first half to Samford. That's pathetic.
Yeah,
let's not try to sugarcoat anything. That was a terrible showing. They didn't lose the game. That would have been awful.
Were the defensive players, was that their way of a silent protest?
I don't know. I mean, there had to be some sleepwalking going into the game.
Yeah.
Also, were Florida fans motivated? I do try to offer that disclaimer. If I'm checked out in the game, I don't totally... I don't go over the top of my criticism of the players. Like the second half against South Carolina, Tennessee's offense wasn't.
Yeah, game
in sync.
Was over. Yeah,
I wasn't in sync, so I wasn't going to criticize them. Not the exact same thing, but let's see how they respond. If they lose to Missouri, it's going to be ugly down there in Gainesville. No, nobody's going to be saying, hey, you know who's back we need to have? Dan Mullen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, because he also hasn't made that many friends. Kind of a bristly personality like Tom Herman, just a really weird and also very defensive guy. And that doesn't bode well for making friends either at your school or amongst other coaches.
All right, so my takeaway from this segment, Heather has guaranteed that on September 24th, 2022, Tennessee will beat the Florida Gators.
All right, mark it down.
Yep.
Ron Slay would be so proud. If
yeah,
I actually
lock the
made
door.
That I could lock the door on that prediction. Let's do it. Well, you got to add a couple of caveats. First asterisk would be, like in the fine print, if Hendon Hooker comes back. Yeah, second asterisk.
No.
If Dan Mullen stays.
No asterisks. Yeah. Here's what Ron Slay would say. Come on, Heather.
Yeah. You get, next time you're on with those guys over on 3HL, you got to ask them about, hey, if Heather made this prediction but put asterisk on it, would you shame her?
I'll be on with them this afternoon. I'll see if I can work it in to go around the South Alabama conversation, which we'll talk a little bit more about. We have a pop-up fact for you coming up in our next segment. Somebody who I think has been deemed overrated may now be underrated.
Ooh.
The seesaw of the rating game. We'll have that for you. We'll have Fat Jack at 2:30, and we'll have the conversation right here at Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Having a good time on this Football Friday on 99.1, the Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thanks for being with us. Remember, you can download the WNML app and listen on the go anytime. You can listen on demand in the podcast section of the app as well as Apple Podcasts. Hello to everybody listening in the future, as currently it's 2:19 on a Friday afternoon. We're at Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive.
We are. There's plenty of inventory. Come on and check it out. It's pre-owned. They've got new inventory. They even have a select few 2021 Tahoes and Suburbans that have been previously owned but really low mileage. So if you're thinking about all those trips to Grandma's house or all the extended family throughout the holidays and you need to supersize your ride, you can do that with one of these amazing, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans. They also have new vehicles in stock like Silverados, Camaros, Traverses, and Blazers. And don't forget, you will never pay over MSRP for new vehicles. There's no add-on stickers, there's no extras and buts, anything like that here at Beatty Chevrolet. And with most vehicle purchases, you're going to get to take advantage of that Beatty warranty for life. Just a few reasons why life is better here at Beatty Chevrolet.
We're here until 3 o'clock when Sports Talk will take over. We'll talk to Fat Jack in 10 minutes. See what he thinks about the upcoming football weekend in college and the NFL. College basketball going on all day. I'm looking at the schedule. Georgia Tech is interesting tonight. That's at 9 o'clock in terms of SEC games. Ole Miss, Elon's probably not going to get you too fired up. That's in Charleston, Bama, and Oakland.
How about Marquette beating Ole Miss yesterday?
That's right, yeah. Shaka Smart off to a good start.
Yeah, it's got the Illinois win without Kofi Coburn, but hey, it's still a win. And then the Ole Miss win last night over Kermit Davis and his crew, who are in that category of could they be pesky in the SEC? Could they work their way into a tournament spot? That's an Ole Miss team to pay attention to.
Yeah, the SEC is going into this weekend saying, hey, we need to get some quality wins here. It's super early. We're a week and a half into the season. But they will have that opportunity. Again, I'm not seeing too many big games. Georgia Tech is interesting. And, of course, they have their own connection. But tomorrow, Tennessee against Villanova, that's a 1 o'clock start. Vanderbilt had an ugly showing against TCU the other night. What, they scored 37 points? Scottie Pippen Jr.
Yeah. It was bad.
Didn't play well.
10, I think he was.
Yeah, really struggled. So we'll see. But the SEC looking for some big non-conference games as Kentucky lost that opener against Duke. The opportunities will be there. And the conference, I think, is just fine. It's a strong conference in basketball. So something else to pay attention to this upcoming weekend, along with Tennessee playing against Villanova and then either Purdue or North Carolina. John Wilkerson will be on the call with the Vol Network games tomorrow and Sunday with Tennessee football being in town. So much going on, including award season in Major League Baseball. The season ended weeks ago, but they're getting around to the awards, which is always fun. That leads us into today's pop-up fact. Heather, the two MVPs from the American League, Shohei Ohtani, he was a unanimous selection for the American League MVP award. On the National League side, the award went to Bryce Harper. In our pop-up fact today, Bryce Harper is just the fourth player in Major League Baseball history to receive multiple MVPs before turning 30. He joins a group that includes Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, how about that?
Pretty good company.
Great company for him, and a little bit of an under-the-radar pick. You know, we didn't talk a lot about him. He did split the vote. He got, 17 of the first-place votes. Juan Soto took some of those, and then Fernando Tatis Jr., but he was just kind of a guy that I just had not really considered this season, so adding another MVP to his resume. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, he was awesome this season. He hit 309 with 42 doubles, which led the league. He had 35 home runs. He had a slugging percentage, an OPS, that led the league as well. You know, part of it with him and Otani, actually, neither team made the playoffs. So,
yeah.
You know, they weren't on the Phillies had a good chance to get there. They just tailed off at the end. But, yeah, Bryce Harper was he was terrific this year, which my tease in at the end of the last segment was I think Bryce Harper had entered a part of the conversation where a lot of people considered him overrated. And then I think he became underrated because I don't think too many people recognized what he was doing this year, where I think he was a fairly easy pick for the National League MVP this season, but not a lot of people realized he was doing that because he was on a team that didn't make that much noise. They were in first place for a short period of time, but ended up out of the postseason, so not as much talk was there. And, of course, he has that big contract.
Yeah.
So, but the funny thing is the expectations are so high for him, he met those expectations, I would say, this season, and not many people noticed.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. I would put there's just a growing number of, I think, casual baseball fans where people they pop in and out, you know, with their attention. And so if the team is not winning, if the team is not making any buzz or doing something extraordinary, which is what Shohei Ohtani did, because you don't see pitchers hitting, you know, and hitting as well as what he did. So he's kind of an outlier there. But because the Phillies just really weren't in the mix, I think it's easy to get overlooked, even if you're putting up some great numbers.
What does that say, though? Because he's probably one of the three most recognizable players in the game.
Yeah.
This isn't some guy that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think it's – well, I think it's saying that fewer people are the diehard baseball fans, right? Fewer people are paying that much attention. And then I also – there will be people that say, okay, well, how can you have two MVPs on teams that didn't even make the postseason? But it's not unusual for the Angels, as Mike Trout has done it multiple times. So I don't know. What do you think it says? Because you're still a diehard. I mean, you're watching tons of baseball
games.
Yeah,
it tells me people aren't paying that close attention.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just kind of popping in and out and maybe watching the teams that are more in contention versus the ones that aren't.
Yeah, because I didn't make anything of it, but I thought it was a foregone conclusion of who would win the MVP in both leagues. Harper and Ohtani. So they did, and Harper, he's in select company. Our pop-up fact, he's just the fourth player in MLB history to receive multiple MVPs before turning 30, joining Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and A-Rod. That pop-up fact, it's presented by Burt McKinnish Law.
And Burt McKinnish Law, they have offices in Maryville, Sevierville, Western North Carolina, and Southeastern Kentucky. So if you have family law troubles, divorce, criminal defense, DUI, Social Security, or personal injury, remember, all people are equal before the law. A good attorney will make the difference. Trust Burt McKinnish Law. Visit burtmckinnish.com.
You want to pay attention when we come back. Fat Jack from fatjacksports.com will join us to help with picks for this upcoming weekend. Kind of weird slate of college football games. He'll help figure it out for us. When we come back, with 30 minutes of Sports 180 remaining at Beatty Chevrolet today, let's hit a midday Sports Minute on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Welcome back into Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. Having a good time on a football Friday. Big sports weekend Friday. As we'll be here until 3 o'clock at Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. And 2:30 on a Friday, that means it's time to welcome to the show Fat Jack from fatjacksports.com. He joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Jack, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually, in Colorado. Been betting the games up here all week and actually making a ton of money right now. The Hoops were 4-0 Tuesday, 3-2 2 days ago, and 2-1 yesterday. So 9-3 over the last 3 days. We had under the total last night in the New England game, which was an easy, easy winner. Didn't even need to watch it. We actually, last weekend, since we talked last, 9-3 in the Hoops, and our opinions, lower-rated opinions, went 6-0. The only thing that didn't win were the football selections. They were one game under, but with the opinions going 6-0 and the basketball doing so well, everybody made a bunch of money last week, and we continued it this week. So very excited about this weekend. Go to fatjacksports.com. If you're betting the games, everybody gets the same plays. The plays are posted and documented, so so you can see exactly how you're going to be doing and how everybody else is doing. So 100% transparency, and right now just nothing but winners. So real excited about the weekend.
Hey, Fat Jack, let me ask you this. There's not a ton of intriguing matchups in the SEC, so both Josh and I were kind of looking to the Pac-12 maybe for some opportunities. How do I make sense of Oregon being an underdog, the number three team in the nation, going on the road playing Utah and getting 3 points?
Well, I mean, Vegas leads you where you need to go a number of times. And by the way, it does making money and having opportunities has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to watch on Saturday. The money all spends the same. I don't care if I find Siena's playing Canisius, and that $100 you make on that spends exactly the same buying whatever it is you like to buy as finding the game that's going to be on TV. So they're kind of apples and oranges, but Vegas, this is a bad matchup for Oregon, and I think that the consensus is that Oregon is going to lose somewhere between now and the end. They're not going to go undefeated, and this is a tough place to play. They've shown some vulnerability against teams that can run the ball, and so I just think it's a bad matchup for them. I don't like that game either way because, you know, frankly, I think Oregon is overrated, but at times they look really good. You know, early in the season we saw that, and against some types of opponents, not necessarily Utah. So I would steer clear of that one, but if you make me play it, like I say, Vegas will lead you where they think the game's going to go a number of times, and they absolutely like Utah in the game.
We're talking to Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Big week, it looks like, for Mel Tucker with the contract reportedly heading his way. We know he's going to get a raise, but he's a big underdog against Ohio State, which is trying to win the Big Ten and get to the playoff. What do you make of that matchup?
Yeah, I think he's going to get a raise, and he's going to get taken to the woodshed this week. We see this in the SEC a lot, including last week with Georgia. These almost three touchdown favorites against seemingly good teams, competitive teams, top 10 teams. So, but again, the number is what it is because there's sharp players out there that aren't betting $50 a game. That if you put this game at 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever the general guy who, you know, just bets on sports and watches TV thinks it should be, then the guys like me come in and we will hammer that for hundreds of thousands of dollars and really put the sports books in a bad spot because it takes a lot of $100 bets to make up for one, even $10,000 bet, which was exactly what happened if this is 8 or 9. And again, we see this in the SEC with Alabama and Georgia a lot. If you can't score, you can't cover. And that's the problem Michigan State's going to have. They are better offensively, certainly going the right way, a very formidable team. And within the Big Ten, they're gonna be really good against most teams. But when you have a team that plays good defense and can score, which is exactly what you're getting here in Ohio State. Remember the Michigan game that went to the wire, you're getting a Michigan team that can't score either. So that was kind of tailor-made for Michigan State. Ohio State has an offense. It is at home for Ohio State, a tough place to play. And the only, you know, kind of seasonal or historical trends we can take from this are that 5 of the last 5 have gone under the total in the series when they played at Ohio State. But that's been the fact that Michigan State hasn't been scoring much either. Ohio State's offense is getting it together. The reason, just like Georgia last week, and we've seen Alabama a couple of times, the number is what it is for a reason. I lay the points that I play Ohio State.
Hey, let me ask you this, Fat Jack. I've only been paying attention to the scoreboard, and I know they're 0-5 over their last 5. Has Steve Sarkisian covered one of these Texas spreads? And how does that factor into this weekend versus West Virginia?
They didn't cover against Kansas. I'll promise that. I mean, that was a nice money line there if you happen to be able to step out of the Jayhawks. I don't think most people were doing that, though. Jayhawks really, really bad. But Texas, it just shows where they are as a program right now. I mean, you know, going into the week, that week, he was showing people how to get in the transfer portal. People in Tennessee know all about that. I mean, and sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. So they were definitely not up for that game. There are some sharp players that believe Texas will rebound here and that they're going to go up and play well at Morgantown. I can't play them because I do think there's problems from the top on down within that program. And I don't know how they get up to go to Morgantown. West Virginia now a 3-point favorite at home. 6 of the last 9 Texas games on the road have gone over. That also helps West Virginia because they if they struggle with anything at home, it's been scoring. And so I lean toward West Virginia here, but there are some sharps that make me pause for a second because they do believe Texas is in a rebound spot here and getting some value. If they had just won by 10 last week, this game's closer to a pick or maybe even Texas is a favorite. So you're getting a little line value with what happened 7 days ago but not enough for me to play him for sure. So just a lean toward West Virginia.
We're talking to Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. So we're near the end of the regular season in college football, Fat Jack. Things are just getting going in the NFL, right? We still have almost half the season remaining. What stands out as you look ahead to this upcoming weekend, a big matchup with the Chiefs-Cowboys? Would you go that direction or something else?
And honestly, from a money standpoint, the college football season is a long way from being over. I mean, we have the bowl games. We do a bowl analysis sheet, which gives away a predicted final score in every single bowl game. Guys make a ton of money with that most every year, and it's free if as long as you sign up for the other packages. So it's a great time to get one of those, even if you're just a college football guy, because the money in December, even with college football, is typically very, very high, almost one of the highest months, right? Top 2 months in college football typically. Dallas-Kansas City, marquee game of the week. It's funny how in the NFL, you know, people are just getting hammered. We're winning again in the NFL. We won again last week, and so really, really excited. But this Dallas team, you know, a couple weeks ago, they get beat by Atlanta, who just got rolled by New England. Kansas City, I mean, 1 week they look horrible. The next week they look like they've got it going on. I released Kansas City last week against the Raiders as one of our plays, so didn't surprise me at all. I do like Kansas City here, mainly, guys, because I'll tell you, to make money betting on sports, you have to dig a lot deeper than anything you're seeing on TV. And I'll give you the best example. Dallas plays cover one about 75% of the time. They have one free safety, a bunch of linebackers / nickelbacks that play kind of underneath coverage. But what's been giving Kansas City trouble has been cover two, two deep safeties taking away deep threats for all of their fast receivers and making them go under. I don't think – Dallas has shown this before. There's been other games where they really needed to go to more of a cover two look, and they've been real stubborn in doing that, and they've stayed with their cover one most of the time. If you stay with cover one against Kansas City, you're doing exactly what they need you to do for them to win. Dallas is eight of their last nine they've covered, and so they're really good against them. But Kansas City at home at Arrowhead, almost unbeatable, 18-4 straight up their last 22. And I think that Dallas is going to stay in their cover one look most of the time. That is a recipe for disaster against Patrick Mahomes and company. So I actually like the Chiefs minus the points there.
Hey, I was watching Get Up this morning, and Ryan Clark, he says lock of the week is the Vikings upset over the Packers. What do you think of that matchup, and is that an opportunity for people to jump on?
Yeah, did he give any reason, or he just talking head on TV who decided to throw out a game that he thinks
I think he gave some reasons. I can't regurgitate them, though.
Or he hates Aaron Rodgers. That's probably enough, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers making some enemies left and right at this point. I actually do like Minnesota in the game. Green Bay's covered five of their last five on the road and five in a row overall. But I think there's a little bit of a overreaction to Aaron Rodgers coming back last week and looking. I think it's business as usual. And this Minnesota team has really been – they're about five plays away from their record at least being six wins, probably seven wins. They've not gotten very lucky on those luck variance games that come down the last minute or so. They've been on the wrong side of most of those. And I think Minnesota at home is very dangerous, and they should be able to run the ball against this Green Bay defense. So it is a good matchup for them, and I actually like Minnesota at home as well, plus the points.
All righty. Big weekend coming up. What is going on at FatJackSports.com? Anything else to leave our listeners with as well? But FatJackSports.com.
Yeah, it seems like every week we talk and I say, you know what, we're winning again. Things are going great. You know, we did lose like 3 weeks ago and I came on and said we lost, but we were winning. That's what I'm going to say because that's what's happening. And then I'm going to post the results on the website. I'm going to talk about prices specifically to every single client. So go to the results tab at FatJackSports.com. Look at the results and see $100 players up over $4,500 now. Just play $100. Just play $100 a game. Play 50 on our opinions, 50 on the hoops. You're up over $4,500. Deep into profit. Most guys out there that are listening, they're betting, are not up $4,500. And if you are at $4,500, you're a $100 player, you'd be up $9,000. So go to FatJackSports.com. Get a package. The longer packages save a ton of money, about $100 a week to make money betting on sports. You don't have to guess. You don't have to. You're not going to get upsold. No double talk, no underdog lock of the whatever, just the best selections that are going to make you money at FatJackSports.com.
FatJackSports.com is the website. We'll have the Fat Jack Sports Hour after high school football coverage. Fat Jack, good luck to you this weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yeah, guys, happy Thanksgiving to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Fat Jack, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
All right, got the nuggets there from the one and only Fat Jack. Also, great value with the bowl picks. So didn't know that from the Fat Jack Sports Service.
We forgot to ask any Houston Rockets predictions. They're 1-14, Heather.
Can I still get whatever the over-under win total was? Can I get the under? They're pathetic.
They are pathetic.
Yeah, they are pathetic, and it's sad. It is really sad, especially with such a rich tradition of, you know, great basketball teams.
Do you have a second team? Do you want it to be the Bulls? I can't remember where you are in LeBron. So Chicago, if you want to. The big game against the Nuggets. They have the Knicks coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I don't like a lot of teams in the East. Unfortunately, I like a lot of teams in the West. I find them captivating, but I can't stay up that late for the games. So put me down for Miami Heat. I love Jimmy Buckets. I'll be a Heat fan.
All right. We'll come back. Final segment here of Sports 180 with Heather.
Your old Bull. Yeah, there you go.
I remember that he played for the Bulls. Yeah, it's a good time. Look at him now. Zach LaVine's doing great.
Yeah, he
got him in the deal.
I'm excited for your Bulls. I'll jump on that bandwagon with you. I mean, you're not on the bandwagon. You've been a true blue fan. Yeah,
invitation rescinded, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go cry over some spilled milk. Hold on.
All right. Heather and I are going to have some fisticuffs here in the break, and then we'll come back for the final segment with the Power Poll, what to watch this upcoming weekend, thanks to 865 Axe, and then we'll get you to Sports Talk at 3 o'clock as we're at Beatty Chevrolet today on Parkside Drive on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Back for the final segment of Sports 180. It has been a lot of fun right here at Beatty Chevrolet.
Yes, thanks to the great hospitality of the Beatty Chevrolet folks. Come by and see them. Plenty of new and pre-owned inventory, most of which comes with that Beatty warranty for life, because they don't want to just sell you one car. They want to sell you cars for the rest of your life as you grow, as you change. And that's why they hook you up with all the great deals. You'll never pay over MSRP for new vehicles. They've got new vehicles in stock right now. Silverados, Camaros, Traverses, and Chevy Blazers. You're absolutely going to love those, and a few pre-owned 2021 Tahoes and Suburbans. So basically like brand new with a very low mileage. So check it all out at BeattyChevrolet.com, because when you pick out that perfect vehicle, maybe you find it online, you come down here to the lot, you do a little test drive, and they'll have you in and out once you make your decision in less than 30 minutes. So taking care of business here at Beatty Chevrolet.
We'll hit the Power Poll coming up in just a moment. Lane's going to see Arch tonight.
I saw that.
Getting some attention, tweeting out about it.
Yeah, tweeting out about it because of the new NCAA rules. You can do such things.
Yeah, loosened up a little bit.
The recruitment of Arch Manning is one that I just can't totally engage with because it's...
Because it doesn't include Tennessee?
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you for... I was thinking, how can I say this in the best possible way? And you did it there. So, yeah. Because we're, like, not invited really to the party, I just don't care that much about the party.
Where would you like to see him go?
Well, you know, I had wanted him to go to Texas back before the news broke that the Longhorns were basically, you know, ending college football as we know it, trying to come to the SEC with Oklahoma. So now I definitely don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Can Oregon get involved in this?
The Ducks? No, I don't think so.
No, I think you...
My guess is, I don't know this, my guess is that the main players are Texas, Alabama, Georgia.
You don't think Ole Miss is?
Ole Miss is trying, obviously.
Yeah.
Clemson has been in the picture. My guess is the three most likely destinations, Texas, Alabama, Georgia. Let's see who LSU hires. Could that change the conversation?
Yeah.
But right now, subject to change, I'd say it's those three.
Okay,
as the top contenders right now.
A, B, C, I'm going to go with D, none of the above. Yeah.
Okay.
The answer is not on the page.
So you're in favor of changing the rules where you have to go to college for 3 years. You would prefer him to be able to jump to the NFL, Arch Manning.
Is there an NFL Ignite team that is in the works? What is this Bishop Gorman? Can they go pro, semi-pro?
Yeah, there are some pro options out there, actually, I think, with some leagues that have been put together. My guess is, though, that he will choose one of the pro leagues in the southeastern portion of the country, that being the SEC.
Yeah.
Because it essentially is.
Yeah, congrats Georgia Bulldogs, right? Because I think Georgia's about to not dethrone, but they're definitely shoving Alabama to the side to share the podium.
Yeah, I mean, they're the top two players.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the top two teams on the field because they have the top two teams in terms of talent because they're the two best recruiters in the country.
Yeah, it is absolutely unreal. So, okay, I will be hoping Ohio State comes in out of left field and swoops Arch Manning. There
All
you
right.
go.
So you're just angry at the world. That's what we figured out. Even after having Tennessee going 10-2 next year in football, we figured some things out. We still have some more to do here into the future. So big weekend coming up. We have high school football coverage tomorrow. Tonight. We have game day, all day coverage tomorrow for Tennessee. Tennessee football. We'll have the Tennessee basketball game on AM 990. We'll have basketball on Sunday, both men's and women's basketball from University of Tennessee,
yeah.
plus NFL coverage. So all kinds of stuff going on this week. It's going to be fun.
So much fun stuff. We also got to give a shout out to the Ice Bears. You want to see some hockey action? It's
Vol right.
night. Our own Joel Silverberg will be on the call, of course, voice of the Knoxville Ice Bears. And they tweeted out a picture and posted it on the IG of the uniforms that they're going to be wearing tonight. Very cool. It's the black, white, and orange. Great look for the Ice Bears. Good luck to them.
Yeah, Joel, big night for the Ice Bears.
Yeah, a lot of fun. First ever matchup against Vermilion County, the new expansion franchise in the SPHL. Knoxville coming off a pair of wins last Friday and Saturday. So trying to keep that win streak going. And then Anthony McVay coming off being named Player of the Week as well. So a big week for Knoxville, trying to keep it going.
We get ready for Sports Talk at 3 o'clock. Before that, we need to hit the power pole. All righty, the weekend is upon us. Joel Silverberg, if you would like to lead us off, we have five things to watch this upcoming weekend.
All right, so Tennessee and Villanova is not in my power poll because you don't need me to tell you to watch Vols Nova. We know that you guys are going to watch that. So number 5, college basketball, number 6, Purdue, and number 18, North Carolina. Tennessee will face one of these two teams, often really close matchups over the last several years, especially with Purdue. So Tar Heels, Boilermakers is number 5. Number 4, number 5, Cincinnati against SMU. This is an 8-2 SMU Mustangs team. Cincinnati trying to knock on the door of the college football playoffs. It really matters about resume, but if you're a Group of 5 team, you need some style points. The Bearcats could use some. Number 3, Cowboys and the Chiefs. Super Bowl preview? Yep, probably not, because that Kansas City defense is straight up
diarrhea.
Number 2, number 3, Oregon, and number 23, Utah. The Pac-12 is holding its breath, with Oregon being its only hope. And then number 1, number 4, Ohio State welcomes number 7, Michigan State, to the Horseshoe. 19-point underdogs for Sparty. I think Mel Tucker can cover that.
I don't know who that was, by the way. Heather Harrington, your top 5 things to watch this upcoming weekend.
Okay, in at number 5, we'll skip that, is all the Lady Vol action going on. Got Lady Vol basketball versus number 12 Texas coming up on Sunday. Tennessee soccer playing Washington State right now in the NCAA tournament. And senior night tonight for Tennessee volleyball versus Alabama. So that is my number 5. At number 4, I'm going to say a little Big 12 football action because y'all know me. I love to hate watch. Texas versus West Virginia, Oklahoma versus Iowa State. I'm all in.
Okay.
Go Iowa State. Go Mountaineers right there. Number 3 is going to be MSU and OSU. Can Michigan State cover that big spread, or does Ohio State just keep rolling? I'm very intrigued by that. Number 2 is the Mohican Sun, because you're going to get Vols Villanova, Purdue, North Carolina, and then the winners and the losers play in each other on Sunday. So I'm all in for that. And number 1 for me, of course, Cowboys Chiefs.
Last check, 2-0 Tennessee.
All right.
In soccer. So a good start there. Okay, honorable mention. This is honorable mention because we don't know if LeBron's playing. If he is, Lakers-Celtics. Good battle tonight. If he's not, then you can still watch, but it's not as intriguing, I'd say, without LeBron. Bulls versus Knicks on Sunday. Always intriguing when the Bulls and Knicks get together, especially when they're actually not too bad. Knicks haven't had as good of a run recently as their start. Ohio State, Michigan State, number 4. I feel like it should be higher. I'm hoping that having it lower will make it a better game than I'm
okay.
afraid it'll be. But Michigan State, they'll have the chip on the shoulder, being that big of an underdog. Tournament basketball, number 3 in college hoops. I have Oregon, Utah, number 2, and Cowboys, Chiefs. Give me some points. Give me good quarterback battles there between Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott, two of the best for sure in the NFL. That is the Power Poll. It is presented by 865-AXE. That's where Knoxville goes to throw. You can find them online, 865-AXE.com. Heather, it's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. Expecting a nice winning weekend this weekend for all the teams in orange. So looking forward to a lot of stuff coming up. And then we'll be at Fieldhouse Social tomorrow with Big Dan Hood from 1 until 2.
Kale salads for all. We will have a lot of fun tomorrow as well. It's been a lot of fun here at Beatty Chevrolet. So big thanks to them for having us out. Thanks to you for being with us. You can always go back and listen to anything from any show in the podcast section of the WNML app and Apple Podcast. For Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. Thanks to Chris Bernard, engineering right here, and Joel Silverberg producing. Sports Talk's coming up next here on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.